Welcome, everybody, to the Full Press Washington podcast. My name is George Carmi. Let's get it on. All right, welcome everybody. Thank you for joining us live on Super Bowl Wild Card Weekend. I'm here with Super Bowl champion Rick Doc Walker. How you doing today, sir?
I'm doing good, man. You know, some playoff games on. The games thus far, I glance at it. I don't watch bad football unless it's my job. So, yeah. You know, once it's 14-21 point spread, I go back to Netflix or go back to reading.
Exactly. So I appreciate it. Yeah, I'm with you. So honestly, I'm kind of happy with the outcome right now. I'm obviously not an Eagles fan. It's kind of nice seeing the Buccaneers getting up early. But yeah, that was my first question. So you're working in the industry, obviously. Do you just like stepping away from football during the weekend? Is that kind of how you are? Like you're so inundated during the regular week? How do you feel about that?
No, I'm an animal. I mean, I love the game. I want a good game, though.
Okay.
Buffalo is a route. Everyone's good. And that's the way it starts off. I'm hoping that the Cowboys 49ers will be more competitive, but there are no guarantees. I don't have a horse in the race. My dear friend Cowboy Clay is recovering from surgery. I did him a favor. I just a little bit of snow. I would be at his house.
Okay.
It's tradition that I watch the play of the Cowboys lose in front of him at his house or wherever he's at, we ever meet. But the weather. I thought it would be ignorant on my part to go out.
Yeah, it's kind of messy.
Put myself in harm's way just to see him be miserable again. And I thought I'll wait till next week. They might even win. I mean, they had a different team. Same old Dallas. A lot of hype. Everybody's into them. They don't win anything of significance ever.
Yeah,
but we'll see. Maybe this is a team that does it.
That's an interesting dynamic, right? So obviously I haven't gone through that. As a former Washington Redskin player, as a former NFC East player, do your friends want to watch games with you for like, you know, extra intention to kind of rub things in when you lose or not at all?
Yeah. I mean, we're competitive.
Yeah.
They're glad Washington's out.
Okay.
Yeah. No, I hate all of my best friends' teams. I want them all to lose. Misery deserves comfort. We're out of it. We're terrible.
Yeah.
We've been getting mocked for 2 decades.
Yeah, it's been tough.
So I feel like Lions fan. There ain't no difference between Lions fan, Cleveland Browns fan, except Cleveland Browns fan never quits on the Browns.
Okay, exactly right.
You know, and so I admire Cleveland fan, the Buffalo Mafia. They've never sucked for a while. They didn't win Super Bowl, but they were very, very good.
Mm-hmm.
They don't quit.
Yeah.
A lot of our base is experiencing the toughest part because they want to give up. First of all, a lot of them don't even care anymore. They don't even watch it.
Mm-hmm.
That's sad because I remember the glory days.
Yeah.
Because the people supported us. We lost 5 in a row. Mm-hmm. We stunk up the joint.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody quit on us. The people in this town embraced me. I mean, like I was Joe Willie Namath. And I'm going, what's wrong with these people? They're just passionate. They love the burgundy.
They do. My brothers and I always talk. It's like the most famous person in D.C. is either the president of the United States or the quarterback of the Washington football team. It's pretty much those two, right? So
all my thing is this. I got nothing to do with the staff, nothing to do with the management. I got nothing to do with none of that.
Yeah.
My commitment is to the kids that put on that uniform
that
I'm supporting them like we were supported no matter what.
Yeah.
It's called unconditional love.
Yeah.
These people blame the owner. They hate the owner.
Mm-hmm.
That's your personal prerogative.
Mm-hmm.
Why are you taking it out on the kids?
Yeah, I agree.
You know, clearly, he's going to get paid no matter what.
100%.
He's giving you his best shot.
Mm-hmm.
He don't have it. It's not what he does.
Yeah.
He doesn't want to communicate. He doesn't talk. He doesn't. I'm happy he breathes because I don't know what he does.
Yeah.
I mean, what do you do? And if whatever that is, I think he's been very supportive of coaches that make bad decisions.
I don't
blame him. He came in saying he doesn't know anything.
Yeah.
He might have said he was a fan. Well, that's been shown.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I agree with you. I 100%. So I'm born
and raised. I'm not mad at him making money.
Yeah.
I wish I was in that position.
Yeah.
Hey, winner takes all. But for God's sakes, hire somebody to do what you don't want to do. And if they're not good at it, get somebody else. Mm-hmm. That's where I'm at, because I'm going to be stuck with this no matter what.
Yeah, I agree with you.
I don't quit. I'll be with them. I'm never put a bag over my head, but I feel like it. Driving up to an empty stadium, seeing a parking lot that's bare, seeing people who supported the hell out of me and my teammates being mocked now. No, there's nothing good about the situation. And so I'm not just going to give it lip service. I'm action-based individual.
Yeah.
So the people that follow me that are part of my Patreon team, we're going to figure it out. We're going to discuss it in a way that we need to come to solutions. Because I do believe there's a powerful element that we have, and that is that they want our support. And I'm just saying, now you got to earn it. I'm not just giving it to you because I like your colors.
Yeah.
I don't care what your name is. I don't even care about the uniform anymore. Yeah. I want you to win more than you lose. That's all I'm asking.
Hey, Rick, quick question.
More than you lose.
Quick question for you. You know, I don't want you to get in trouble or anything like that. But like,
dude, my mother is the only person that could cut it. And my wife, who else will get me in trouble?
Well, there you go. I don't want you to lose any opportunities or anything
who
like that.
I got
you.
Trouble with who?
I'm gonna say opportunities, like business opportunities. But if you got it under control, then don't worry about it. You're fine then.
What business opportunities are you talking about?
Well, let me throw this out. Here's the question I was gonna ask you. Right, I've talked to Daryl Green before, and we've had conversations. I've talked to Chris Cooley. I love those guys, and I'm a child of the '80s. I've been watching football my entire life. I'm never gonna walk away from this team. I've always wondered why is there not a better relationship with the alumni and the front office and the connections that are there? I do see there's kind of a concerted attempt there, but like, you tell me if I'm wrong. Is it more like disingenuous now? Do you feel like it's kind of like because of the rebrand, they're kind of reaching out to you guys? Do you think, I don't know. I don't want to, so just be honest.
I think that they are, those that are in charge are making a gallant effort, but they're operating like the insurgents that happen on Capitol.
Yeah. Okay.
That's the kind of pressure these people work under.
Yeah, they really do. They do.
You can't have everybody new. Any even the dumbest person in the world realizes you can't fix everything at once.
You can't.
And so, I mean, I don't understand what you meant by Daryl or Cooley or whatever.
I just meant like,
I'm a grown ass man. Okay.
Yeah.
I respect the organization and I'm pulling for them. But I don't have to settle for mediocrity. I don't.
Yeah.
I don't live that way. And I don't talk behind nobody. I tell them straight to your face. I'm supporting you. I expect better. What are you going to do about it? I don't know what Daryl's deal, Cooley. I got nothing to do with none of that.
I was asking
for myself, and I don't need an interpreter.
No, okay? I got you on that. I just meant that we just have, like, you know, Daryl Green is one of the best cornerbacks of all time. He played 20 years for the organization. Hall of Fame cornerback. Yeah. Why didn't Washington why don't they reach out to Daryl or Chris Cooley to, like, help out with the tight ends position or, you know, have Daryl be, like, a feedback or a coach for the team?
First
like,
all,
I know the Steelers do that.
Because you're a great player doesn't mean you're a great coach.
That's true.
I think that's the insult to coaches.
Gotcha.
I think if Daryl wanted to be in the front office, he'd have been there.
Yeah.
Because he's to me, should have replaced Bobby Mitchell.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if that's what he wanted to do. I don't know.
Yeah.
They obviously didn't go to him or he'd be there, I would think. Chris Cooley was as close as you could get to the guy in charge.
I heard, actually. Like, I heard about that.
He got treated like an old shoe, just like me. So
I heard about that.
But again, I'm never surprised by anything they do.
Yeah.
Because seldom do they ever do the right thing. So why would I be upset? I don't expect much from them. What I'm hoping that they do is let these kids perform and teach these kids so that we can win the East and we can go to the playoff. That's all I care about.
I agree.
They've already proved to me. Their body of work is right in front of me. There ain't nothing personal about it. You are what your record is.
Yeah.
You got two losing records right now. And all I'm saying is that, okay, what are you going to do about it?
Yeah.
You need to tweak your staff? I think you need to tweak it.
I'll tell you my next question.
I don't hire and fire people. But if you tell me, are you happy with our third down efficiency on either side of the ball? If you are, then stick with the same group. Mm-hmm. If you think it needs to be changed, think it needs to be changed. I don't know what everybody's so upset about.
No, I'm with you. So let's kind of talk about that. So I agree with you. I do think that you should kind of view two things in a vacuum, right? The players are players. They're trying to make a living. They're young. You know, they're coming from different colleges. They're trying to get on their feet, right? So I'm definitely never going to turn on the players ever. The front office and the business side, that's a whole other conversation over there. So let's kind of pivot real quick, Rick. Obviously, we're watching the playoffs this weekend. We wanted our team to be playing this weekend, but they're not. What do you think the big reason for that was? Do you think it was coaching? Do you think it was a lack of talent? Do you think it was just disorganization? Like, what's the root cause of the team falling apart this year?
Not just to be generic, but you know that there's no one answer to it. Mm-hmm. They didn't win enough games. They're not good enough. Yeah. You need to upgrade. Mm-hmm. I think you need to get a quarterback mm-hmm. that has a stronger arm or a quicker release. Mm-hmm. I think there's some – I like the roster. Mm-hmm. But it's not my job. It's not what I do. I evaluate what I see. Yeah. What they ought to do is, so are you happy with that? I'm not.
Yeah.
I'm not happy with what I saw. Mm-hmm. Whether it's tackling or coverage and secondary, love the offensive line.
Yeah.
Maskow did
a great job with them.
Mm-hmm. Warner with the tight ends coach. I think we have some of the best position coaches mm-hmm. in the entire league.
Yeah.
Then there are other areas where I go, if you're satisfied with that defensive line, then that's on you. I'm not.
Yeah.
If you're satisfied with the secondary, I'm not. But mm-hmm. if you are, then so be it. Linebackers, well, I'm not. So if you are, then God bless you. You'll be stuck on stupid again next year in last place.
I agree with you. The
Buffalo Nickel by Ron, brilliant. Mm-hmm. Now, if the kid wants to come back and play it, you got to give Rivera credit. He talks, he's been saying it, position flex.
He has been. So
it's new to us.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going – used to be versatility. Okay, cool. Well, mm-hmm. that's it. I like that. Mm-hmm. Cameron Curl, love it.
Love Cameron Curl, right? Love dog. It. I love that guy. He's awesome.
But what happened to 2-9? He's a Pro Bowl talent.
Yeah.
Is he out of position or are you not doing enough? That's not my job.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, they decided not to blitz. Well, yeah. I don't think it worked out. They decided what they did. I don't necessarily think it worked out. So what are you going to do about it?
Yeah,
are you going to bring everybody back and go it again and go have three straight losing seasons? Mm-hmm. Or are you going to say, you know what? Maybe I need to be a little uncomfortable.
There you go.
With my surroundings. Mm-hmm. They gave Ron full autonomy over everything.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they make some of the worst decisions in the history of football.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm saying I'd like to see Ron coach.
Gotcha.
Yeah,
Ron
beat cancer. Mm-hmm. So I ain't blaming none of this on Ron. I can't believe he was out there.
Mm-hmm.
I would have preferred to see him in the sitting upstairs with the coordinator.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I would have liked to have seen him off his feet. He opted out of that. He's a natural leader.
He is a natural leader.
They didn't quit on him. They mm-hmm. never quit on him. They just don't do their damn job enough.
I agree.
All I'm saying is straight up, bring them all back if you want, but they damn well have got to improve and getting better results. And if you don't see that, then you blind as a bat.
I feel you. And one thing I want to point out to you, Rick, I don't know if you know this or not, but, like, you know, rural coaches step up in big times, right? Mike Tomlin, for the very last game of the year against the Ravens, he's like, you know what, I'm going to call the defensive plays the entire game because it's a win or go home game. So Mike Tomlin stepped up and took the reins. And I agree with that. Ron Rivera is one of these defensive masterminds. If he's a defensive-minded coach, maybe he should step up right there and go in that regard.
Well, I mean, Jack Del Rio is too. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
Again, I don't Monday morning quarterback.
Yep.
I'm saying it based on what the scoreboard tells me.
Mm-hmm.
Your record tells me you got too many losing records.
Yeah.
For me not to ask you, why don't you win more?
Yeah.
Now, if the owner is happy mm-hmm. with his results, then so be it. Then we'll crank it up and we'll spin this deal again. And I mm-hmm. guarantee you, we'll be right back here next January in the same position.
Makes a whole lot of
sense. Shoulda, coulda.
Makes a whole lot of sense. So let's kind of establish this, right? You like Ron Rivera. You respect Ron Rivera. You think he's a good coach?
I like him as a person.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't like any of them. They have losing records.
Okay.
I have their guts. Man, okay. What are you talking about? This ain't about friendship.
Okay.
First of all, Ron doesn't need me. He makes a fortune. He don't need me there. I respect him.
Yeah.
What he done. And because he had cancer, mm-hmm. had he not gone through cancer, he wouldn't like me at all right mm-hmm. now.
Yeah.
but he went what he fought through, how tough mm-hmm. he is, mm-hmm. and what he gets his people to perform. He gets them to play. They mm-hmm. just don't play well enough.
Yeah.
So am I supposed to go, oh, hey, Ron, look, great guy. Hey, this ain't nothing personal. They don't win enough for me. If that's good enough for Dan Snyder and they can make enough money, so be it. Not me. This ain't the level I'm accustomed to. So
I agree with you, Rick. Let me ask you a question. Do you think there's any fear in Dan Snyder in regard to, let's say, Ron Rivera gets fired after like having another poor year? Do you think Washington's an appealing job where people will want to come work for, like, will another coach come down the road and work for Washington? You think so?
Come on, dude. Everybody comes for money.
That's true. Money talks.
That's what everybody's been doing for us for years.
That's true. We are the bank.
Porter said it best. If you get your pockets straight. This, man, look, we're considered sluts in the NFL. People come in to get.
I mean, they do.
I mean, yeah,
I agree. I agree with you.
You're asking questions you already know the answers to.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. And I'm not the decision maker.
Yeah.
You don't need me doing this. Get Jason mm-hmm. on here. Get Dan on. Get the people who make these decisions. I'm telling you what's obvious. You see this.
Yeah.
You like being next to last place. You like being out of the playoffs.
Not at all.
You're bringing the whole damn lot back then. And you're bound to get the same thing again. They need to make some changes, personnel wise, front office wise, coaching wise. Everybody needs to be tweaked.
Yeah.
Unless you're happy with your results. If you're happy with your results, God love you. Roll it up again.
I call it the Ashburn tax, Rick. You probably haven't seen me on Twitter or anything like that, but I call it the Ashburn tax. Like, in order for people to, like, free agents to come to Washington, we have to overpay or give them the highest, you know, if you're like, Josh Norman, or the highest price you could possibly pay for them to come over here. And that's what attracts them over. I guess the only way we can get apples to apples or any good to another team, right?
That's you're smart. I mean, why would you come here other than to get paid?
Yeah, in regard to the facilities.
Guys want to win a Super Bowl.
They do.
Your objective is to win it all.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that's it. I don't know why. I shouldn't even stick out like a sore thumb. To me, this is normal.
No, this is
what we do. Me and my people, this is why we talk. It ain't nothing personal.
No, not at all.
Right? Oh, you don't fight too much. That's nothing personal. I hate the results.
It's a production-oriented business, right? You basically are supposed to win. You're supposed to have results. And that's the world. You're right. We're not competitive right now. So I agree with you there.
I wish the entire world was as competitive.
I agree with you there.
Government. You don't just get new money. Because
all my friends work in the federal government. They're very comfortable and they're relaxing for a long time. I feel you.
Comfortable as rats in a sewer.
I'm with you, man.
Covers everybody's behind.
Somebody
had the guts to take on COVID-19, we wouldn't be in this position.
Got you.
But most leaders in our country are gutless.
Yeah, I got you, man.
About the clang, man. So everybody wants to get paid. So they get paid, and most of us, that's why social media, it's cool.
Yeah.
But it's false confidence.
It is.
Gives cowards an outlet.
There's keyboard warriors. They always talking, they will say a lot of things behind the screen that will never say to your face.
I say all the time. I never change my tune.
I love it. That's why I got you on it. That's why I got you on it.
I can look every man I talk to in the face and say, hey, we got to get more out of you. We need more out of you. I think you can be better.
Yeah.
That's where I'm at. I'm supporting you, but it's just like with my kids, I'm going to let you know where I think you're capable of.
Yeah.
If you fall short of that, I take it personal because it's my job as a parent to be a support system to lift you up, not strangle you or step on you. So this fan base needs to grow up.
I man up. I agree.
We got
higher expectations. I got you.
We got a journey ahead of us.
We do.
Y'all run around worried about what the name is and what the uniform. That's that. You don't win a game based on none of those things.
And how good you look. Okay, you're right.
I don't fall for that. They always go stream. They want to be a predict. They should be in the movie industry and create documentaries or whatever.
Yeah,
because they always fantasize about things, exaggeration on things. Did you outscore the opponent?
Period. Got you.
17 shots a year to match your organization's wits and ability to acquire talent and train that talent against another group. And guess what? We're at the bottom fourth.
Yeah, we are. We are. And Rick, you forgot more football than I'll ever know, and you've rubbed elbows with people that are more wise than I do. Let's focus on the defense for now. Do you think it was Jack Del Rio and his philosophy and his schemes, or do you think it was the players not responding to him? Like, straight up, you talked about it. Our defensive line.
No, I'm not rising to the occasion. I'm not qualified for that. Okay. Anybody that would discuss this and not have looked at every film and then talk to the coaches to understand what they were actually asking people to do is an idiot. Now, I ain't the smartest nail in the back, but what I don't do, I don't make up stuff. That's not my job. That's Jack Del Rio's job. You talk to them about that. All I know is the results were not good enough. It didn't work. Your linebackers were it's unacceptable. Your defense didn't get better till you lost two of your best people. So that's for you to figure out, not me. I look at the results, not good enough. Get it done. Either teach better technique or get people to do their damn job. And if they don't do the job properly and you leave them in the game, that's on you.
Gotcha.
Give me Smith Williams and Two Hill, and I can go, I can conquer the
earth. Yeah.
Because they do what I need them to do. Chase Young, Montez Sweat come back. They got immense talent. So does everybody else. Okay. Yeah. So let's get off the talent kick and then let's deal with production. Because you're both gifted. But when are you gonna do it? This year or next year, year after next? Because what I saw last year, there's 50 guys can do that.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. I love the potential. But potential gets people fired.
They do.
I want results. I want what Smith Williams gives me. Sets the edge, tackles well, accountable. You can't be accountable, then I bring you in on third down. You can just rush the passer. But see, I'm not playing that, but that's not my job. That's Jack's job. Yeah. That's on Jack. I got nothing to do with that. All I do is evaluate the results. Not good enough.
Yeah. So I do think Chase Young probably has a fork in the road this year, coming into his third year, basically coming up. He had one, you know, kind of up and coming 7.5 sack year. This last year was kind of disappointing. I think he had 1.5 sacks after 8 games. Then he got injured for the rest of the year. So, you know, obviously he talked about it. I actually like Chase Young, but I know he talked about it in regard to he missed OTAs last year and he was chasing after the money last year. Like, if he wants those endorsements, if he wants those monies to continue, he has to have performance on the field. So I think it's definitely going to be that fork in the road over there. Quick question for you, though. So what players, you talked about those Two Hills and those, you know, I guess James Smith Williams, those are kind of underdog kind of grinders. What other players stood out to you this year? Who did you really enjoy watching? Who like kind of exceeded expectations for you?
Well, no, I just said, Cameron Curl.
Okay.
When we put 26 as a Buffalo nickel.
Yeah.
I mean, there ain't a whole, I mean, Jonathan Allen.
Yeah.
Had the best year of his life.
He's my favorite player on the team.
He
I love Jonathan Allen.
He took it upon his own self. Forget the coaching situation. Forget who, nothing. He dominated people up front.
Yeah.
You know, I think Payne has similar skill set, but I didn't see the same results. I didn't think Ioannidis, I thought he underachieved because I think they got a lot of talent. The other kid from Tech didn't play enough for me to evaluate. I like 55 and I like 52, but they got to put him in a position to where they can excel. They're complaining about a guy. He didn't ask to come here. You brought him here.
You wanted him early, number 19. Exactly right.
That's on you. That ain't on him.
Yeah.
You know, I like the kid they brought over from New York. They never played him. Male.
Yeah.
I don't understand, man. That's not my job.
Yeah.
So they got to fix it. So I need an inside plugger.
Yeah.
I need somebody that runs downhill and runs through blocks, not around blocks.
I want a veteran linebacker. That's what I want in free agency.
I need the kid, Tampa. Do something.
Yeah, those Tampa guys are unbelievable.
Beast. Like, hey, this Rick, kid, SEC guy, maybe we've got to give him a different assignment.
Yeah.
But that's not his fault.
Yeah.
That's your fault.
Yeah. So you misread him. You misdiagnosed him. I agree 100%.
I mean, I saw guys coming in, all the subs. I loved them. I love a lot of our talent. I just don't understand what they're asking them to do. It's none of my business, but somebody better fix it. If I was the owner, what I would be asking all of them is that, okay, let's forget the past. What are you going to do to make the future brighter?
Yeah.
Hey, and what you going to do? So
Rick,
I'm not trying to be a jerk. I'm just telling you.
I love people
on here and you ask them that and they start answering you and they've never been in that film room. They've never talked to the coaches. They don't know the scheme. Okay, maybe it's entertaining.
Yeah.
Like fantasy football. Like wagering. All those things, it all has a place and time. You know, I'm a winner take all. I don't do spread point. Winner take all. Man, either we're going to do it this way or not. Fantasy, look, I love it. I think it's great. Everything's not for everybody.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm an NFL guy.
Yeah, I know you are.
See who wins the damn game. And then I want to get to the playoffs, and I'm competing for the Lombardi. All the rest of that crap, everybody else can have it. You can't do everything. Can't be everything to everybody. Mm-hmm. You know, you want to get some perfume, have violins playing. That's not my show.
Yeah.
You come check me out. This is how we do it.
I love it.
We like MMA.
Yeah.
You know, our deal is more like an underground MMA facility. Mm-hmm. That's what we do. Brass knuckles. We go. Because there's too much fluff
in this
society for my blood. I'm not for everybody. I'm not trying to be.
Mm-hmm.
But the Vikings, true soldiers, they know where to find me. Mm-hmm. They come to Patreon, and then we rumble. Then we do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to apologize on my show.
Gotcha.
We bring it out. And there's nothing that we say that we wouldn't say publicly.
Mm-hmm.
I don't do a show. I don't whisper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because I believe what I say, and I got the expertise to back it up. Because I've gone further in reverse than most people will be going forward when it comes to this.
We got to subscribe to your podcast for sure. Definitely. Yeah, so we'll drop a link later on. It'd be great.
But no, it ain't for everybody. Look, it's not for everybody. Some people like classical music. Some people like country.
Yeah.
Some people like rap. Some people like R&B. Hey, man, I love them all.
Yeah.
You know, I can yodel the whole way. But when it comes down to what song are we going to play? What was song at your wedding? It was Atomic Dog. Okay. So any guy that plays Atomic Dog at his wedding, you understand where I come from.
Yep.
You know, it's going to be Biggie. We coming in a way that there ain't nothing for us to lie about or be fake about.
Because
everything we talk about actually happened.
Yeah.
I don't forecast. I'm not futuristic. I don't do as my dear friend, she in the scenarios. I do. Here's what happened.
Yeah.
And it didn't work.
Mm-hmm.
How you going to fix it? And you can't tell me after 17 weeks it ain't fixed.
Question for you, and I think I already know the answer to this. It's kind of outdated now, but speaking of dogs, right, we have a bunch of alpha males on that defensive line. We had two of them kind of barking at each other with Deron Payne and Jonathan Allen. Did you like that? Did you kind of think that was an issue? Can you continue to build with them? I personally like the fire, right? I'd rather have that fire on the sideline.
I thought you were part of the family. Oh, you're not in the family. I thought you were Ben.
No, I'm not Ben at all. Go ahead. Yeah.
My people, I told, why in the hell didn't that happen in September?
Okay, good. Okay.
You were 2-6.
Yeah.
And you wasn't pissed off?
Yeah. Come on, I love the pissed offness. See, I love it. Go ahead.
Keep talking. Should have happened in September. That's what we said. That's what I said to my people.
Okay.
It took them so long. I don't give a damn what they do on the sideline. I care what they do on the field.
Okay.
On the field.
As a player.
John Allen was doing that on the field. I hope Payne does. I hope he makes up his mind to be that ferocious on the field because he got the skill set.
Yeah.
I need to see more results. That's all I'm saying.
Because he can be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'll just say, have you ever fought with anyone on the sideline before? Have you ever had like squabbles with a teammate? Yeah, I'm sure you have, right?
You've had all the time, right?
Yeah, it happens.
It's not good to fight because you could break your hand.
Yeah, of course. And a mask and stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But yeah, there's a lot of disagreements. There's disagreements with coaches. There's all kinds of things, but you get over it. If your goal is to become a champion, you can't let any roadblocks stop you.
Mm-hmm.
That's a hurdle. You got to get over it.
Cool.
You know, Gary Clark, one of my favorite teammates.
Love Gary Clark. Right behind me, Gary Clark right here.
It would be, I see that a lot.
Mm-hmm.
That's my guy
because
there's nothing fake about him.
Mm-hmm.
He's authentic.
He's a dog on the field, too. He'd fight, too.
He'll apologize. Mm-hmm. See, I apologize. If I say something is stupid, which happens a lot, I go, hey, my bad. Or maybe I was wrong. It is possible for me to be wrong.
Yeah.
You got to go back a long way to find something, but I'm sure it's there.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll be the first to say it. I'm just talking trash.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to the game and competing, then I think a lot of people got a lot to learn. Because most of the people that have the biggest mouth on Twitter have not bust a grape in their personal life at all.
100%.
They've got very little of significance, especially when it comes to hand-to-hand combat.
Mm-hmm.
So they get, you know, I call it, I always call it telephone testicles when I was on the air.
That. Okay, perfect. Oh, yeah,
that's what they do. Mm-hmm. And they want to be a bully and be tough guy. I mean, I said, come on, man. Mm-hmm. Seriously. This ain't about this. I want to be like, I want to be have our fan base discussed like the mafia is discussed in Buffalo.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Packer. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Cleveland Browns. Mm-hmm. I want us to be respected, not mocked.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel you 100%. So a couple more questions. I'll wrap it up with you, Rick. Right. So for one, do you actually – so what's your level of confidence in regard to this group that we have right now? Do you think they can turn it around in regard to the coach, in regard to the offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator? Like, do they have what it takes? Or do you think there should be some changes this offseason? What do you think?
No, I think whenever – that's a question for them, not me.
Okay.
If I failed and had a losing record,
yeah,
I got to cut a finger off or something. I got to do something.
Are they going to blame COVID and injuries? Are they
going to go that route? Come back and say, well, I'm going to blame it on everybody had COVID.
Yeah, that's true.
Everybody had COVID. And you did the worst job of it in training camp. You had the most infected team. Mm-hmm. Now they cleaned it up.
Yeah.
And they did a hell of a job. Your trainer was arrested by the FBI. I didn't make this up. It happened.
Yeah.
You can act like it didn't happen and not talk about it all you want.
Why does it happen, Rick? Why does it happen all
I want to do right now, I want Ron and the boy clean it up.
Yeah.
Give me a new trainer.
Yeah.
You know, this is like having a hospital without a surgeon.
Yeah.
How the hell can you not have – get the training situation done today.
And I'm sure you know because it's kind of messy right now. It's one of his buddies. That's the guy that saved him.
Name change. 2-2.
Yeah.
No. Get a trainer.
Yeah.
Okay. You got a psychologist. Mm-hmm. They've done a lot of good things over there.
Yeah. But
they'll never get credit for it because they can't get a water right. Everybody's to put the picture of the urinals when you're trying to honor one of your fallen players, superstar, and you got in front of urinals. You've got pipes busting. You got rails breaking down. You got it's like Barnum and Bailey.
Yeah.
Going on.
Yeah.
You got too many new people.
Yeah.
Who don't know the lay of the land. It's going to take them time. You got to give them 6 months. To kind of get settled, and it's not easy at all.
No, I'm with you.
So we'll see what to do, but that's their problem. They ain't mine. I'm just suggesting that they take a more aggressive approach to evaluating their own personnel. That would be my suggestion.
I'm with you. I am kind of afraid that Ron Rivera is kind of known for having like unwavering loyalty. I'm afraid he might take it too far with his coaching staff in regard to that.
Well, you call it unwavering loyalty. I call it being soft.
Okay.
There you go. Jelly donut. Because we need him to step. He's a tough guy. He's a great leader.
Yeah.
He's a great leader.
Yeah.
So lead.
Yeah.
Lead. You can't have it both ways. Can't be a great leader and then be a donut to where you cannot fire your friends.
That's true. Okay.
You lose to the owner. If you had a football centric owner, he would already been whispered in his ear. It would have been no problem.
Mm-hmm.
But he don't. He got a guy trying to do a different career. So, hey, man, I'm not telling you nothing you didn't already know. You already knew everything you asked me about before you got me on here.
Nah, that's why I'm asking you. I do want to hear it from your mouth. I do want to hear what's going on. But I am kind of worried because, you know, in regard to the trainer, I'm sure you know, Rick, but basically I believe that was the trainer that actually kind of like diagnosed and kind of worked with Rivera in regard to his cancer treatments and kind of got him on the right footing there. So I'm afraid it might be loyalty because his like life and his health was on the line. But at the same time, he said, you know, it's a production-based business, right? You got to do what you got to do, right? So I don't know.
Plenty of people that are professionals.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have gone with Ron. If a guy saved my life, you better believe I'm going to stand up for him.
Mm-hmm.
See, I'm not mad at Ron.
Yeah.
This is not Ron's job to do.
Yeah.
He should have somebody over him that can help him.
Got you.
Mm-hmm. Make the hard deal for Ron.
Yeah.
If man saved your life, would you fire him?
I wouldn't. Personally, I wouldn't. Yeah. I wouldn't either. Yeah.
Yeah.
House. Yeah.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah. We don't have levels of leadership in the proper order.
Yeah. And I agree with you.
Ron should have to be in charge of everything.
I love what you said too, though, Rick, in regard to like, we have a lot of like ambitious people that are trying to, that are career motivated and really want to make their, you know, cut their teeth in this business, right? Coming to Washington, but a lot of them are young interns or new, like, you know, they studied sports business, but not necessarily know the Washington football team. And that's what's going on. We just have an influx of new people in here, not necessarily knowing what's going on. That's kind of what would happen with Sean Taylor. That's why it kind of fell apart. It's like, you know, they wanted to honor him, but didn't necessarily know the gravity of the situation there. Last question, you know, we have some Cowboys football to watch. Hopefully the 49ers win, but last question for you. How do you feel about this whole quarterback? Like, what's the best way to resolve the issue? Do you think we should go the veteran route? Like, do you think like a Derek Carr is appealing to you? Do you think we should draft the rookie and kind of build for a couple of years? Or you want, you know, I know you're very production based. So you wanted to turn around really quickly. What's your thoughts on everything?
I have to be better than I was this year immediately.
Okay. Okay.
You get to that way any way you want to.
Mm-hmm.
Because why in the world would Derek Carr want to come here? First,
I always say that. Amazing. I always say that.
What do you think? So it means you got to grossly overpay him
mm-hmm.
to get yeah. anybody to come
here. Ashburn tax. Exactly right. Mm-hmm.
Okay. So I like that Ashburn tax. So for me, I love Derek Carr. Mm-hmm. Out of all the people, I go, woo, he's proven mm-hmm. tough as nails.
Yeah.
You're not going to get him. I also don't scout college
yeah.
anymore.
Yeah.
So I know people in high places. I'll look. I got to see it. I like the kid. I haven't done extensive work. But between Sheehan and some guys.
I love Sheehan, by the way. It's great.
Yeah, and that I respect, I go, I like the kid from Pitt.
Yeah.
He's a four-year starter.
Yeah.
See, when you come into this situation, it's not good for anybody that hasn't been in a big city.
Yeah.
Can't be a country bumpkin and come here.
Yeah,
we got too many issues. Mm-hmm. You got to be a guy from a Metroplex who kind of gets it.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a lot of chaos. There's a lot of moving pieces.
Yeah,
we're busy. It's like an LA team.
Yeah,
you know where I grew up. We got a lot of stuff going all the time. Okay, fine. So don't bring me some kid from Wyoming who played Division I football. See, we don't need that.
Yeah,
we need a guy
the face of a franchise and getting berated with questions and all that stuff.
Really, I need a SEC, Big Ten. I need a guy
who's built for it.
I don't want the guy that's been with Alabama. Mm-hmm. I need the guy that had to try to beat Alabama.
Mm-hmm.
That's our deal, an uphill climb.
Got you.
So I need a grinder. I need somebody to go, we're going to knock them off the top. Not a guy that's used to being golf carted to practice. No, I don't need that. See, I need a dog at every position. Then the question is, I always say, the baddest boy in the kennel, not the pit bull or the Great Dane. It's the owner of the kennel. Okay. Yeah, because he can put them all to sleep. Put one injection in there behind, they go.
Yeah.
So I need a ringleader in my program to define who are we going to become.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need identity.
I like Taylor Heineke. You'll never win a championship with Taylor Heineke, in my own opinion.
No, he's a player. He's an overachiever.
I want him on my team.
Yeah, exactly right.
I want him on my team.
Yeah.
I can't judge my team until I outgrow him.
Yeah.
If he's the best I got, I'm not very good.
Yeah.
If he's the back, I'm getting better.
Yeah.
If I'm winning with somebody, because I'll tell you what he's going to do. He's going to keep my tempo going in practice. If a guy gets a hangnail, he can come right in. He don't crap the bed.
Yeah.
He's built for bad situations. I love him.
Yeah, he's a fighter.
But if they can get him to throw off that back foot and extend, and if he can get some velocity,
yeah,
do it in baseball.
Yeah.
Coach him up.
Yeah.
You got people I respect. Zampezi, I respect.
Yeah.
I respect Turner. I respect them all.
Yeah.
Where are the results?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay, you knew he wasn't the guy because you went out and got the old man.
It's Patrick. 14. So 14, yep.
You didn't let him compete for it. You never did.
Yeah.
But you seem to hate the other guy
that
you gave up a fifth-round pick for.
Yeah.
That's the guy I would have played. I wanted to know, what's his upside? I know what Heineken can do, and I trust him. I don't know about eight. Now I got to fart around and go through that instead of having solved that. Because if eight had to beat Philly –
Yeah.
Well, if he had to beat now, I said, okay, maybe we got something.
There you go. I don't understand why they didn't play him against Philadelphia anyway. I have no idea why they didn't do that.
They protected Heineke.
Yeah, so, probably.
Okay, their job, their prerogative, we're stuck with the results. But I'm blaming you for that. And now I want to know what you're going to do. Because without pressure, I know what they're going to do. Same thing they did this year. Mm-hmm. Because it's comfortable. Mm-hmm. Sometimes you need to be a little uncomfortable.
You have to risk take a little bit. I agree with you.
That's just my managerial style. Why? Because that's what I came up in.
So
For Dick Vermeil. I played for Joe Gibbs. There ain't nothing casual about playing for Joe Jackson Gibbs. Mm-hmm. He was efficient, effective, orderly, and you couldn't outwork him. He put in more time at the park than you did.
Everyone reveres Joe Gibbs. You know, he's known as a passionate man, a religious man, like an empathetic man. But at the same time, no one like disrespects him, right? Everyone kind of talks about how hard worker he was and how he slept on the couch and he was there. Right? Was he a yeller, Rick? I don't like. Was he one that would yell at you, or he's more like stern?
No. Yeah, we've had moments. We all know when he did it.
Yeah.
So maybe four times. It was that. I mean, because intelligent people. Number one, most of them don't yell anyway because they're talking to intelligent people.
Yeah.
Most of your yelling comes up when you're dealing with nitwits.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And they try your time. It's like being in a daycare.
Yeah.
No. I shouldn't have to yell, but I will so that you understand where I'm coming from.
Mm-hmm.
Since you don't respect me in normal tone, I have to take it up or down an octave to get your result. I'm in the results business. Whatever I got to do, I'm going to do it. Mm-hmm. To get the results I need.
Yeah.
I'm not going to let you make me look bad. That ain't happening. Not to call myself a coach. Yeah. Never happened.
Yeah. I got you. So, Rick, last question for you. We're watching some football right now. And I know you're not big into flowers and rainbows and all the flash and circumstance. Regarding this name, how do you feel about Commanders? How do you feel about all this stuff? Do you even care about it at all? I follow you. So I know you like burgundy and gold and all that. Is there any other name that you like or prefer? Or what are you thinking?
No, I have nothing. Burgundy and gold, for me, till my blood runs cold. Mascot Harbor, whatever they come up with, I'll respect it, and I'll move forward because it's just insignificant. It doesn't help me win.
Okay.
And if it don't help me win, I don't waste no more time in it. Mm-hmm. I am no longer walking in the cult, falling around, because it's just not productive. It gets me too angry.
Gotcha.
And I don't want to be angry guy on the air, angry guy. I don't like that.
Yeah.
I think we can communicate in a respectful manner, and let's make points. And I'm looking for somebody always to prove me wrong.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I'm waiting. I want somebody to sell me on something that forces me to change my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
I live for that. I'm thirsty for knowledge.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this ain't no nitwit kind of, the burgundy. It don't mean... I wish had I known now we were going to go to this Cracker Jack crap we're doing.
Yeah.
I wish they had changed the colors.
Yeah.
Now I wish it was completely different.
Because
if you take my fight song away,
it
was one thing you took the name. Well, okay, fine. There was nothing wrong to me with the image.
Mm-hmm.
See, the image was not the name.
Yeah, historical.
There was a lot of historical value and pride. I took a lot of pride about it because... You never see a non-white figure representing anything in this country.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, what? Who, Uncle Ben on a, but I'm just saying, this country's very, very smart. They know what to promote and what not to promote.
Yeah.
So I looked at that as a sense of pride. You know, somebody kind of looked like me on a logo?
Yeah.
Wow. That was cool. All they had to do was take the name out. If the name is that offensive, no problem.
And work with somebody on a more efficient name.
Red, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But you took my song away. You took me here in that stadium singing, oh, my God. You took my HTTR away. You just ripped my heart out.
Got you.
And then you asked me what I think.
Yeah.
That's too close to it. I support them. Whatever they want to do. Hey, look, I support the Bullets. They became.
I miss the Bullets. Yeah. The Wizards, the worst name in all of pro sports. The Wizards, the worst name. It's so embarrassing.
All
of sports.
And because you get all these experts in.
Yeah.
I love it. We got to bring all these cuts. But them people never wore the colors.
Never. Yeah. Red, white, and blue. They were teal at first. They were like teal and gold. It was awful.
Alumni.
Yeah.
You should have brought the alumni in and fans and distinguished fans.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and you went all over the place trying to be
politically correct and all that. I got you, man. 100%. I got you, Rick.
And so, but whatever it is, I don't want to waste any of my energy on that. because mm-hmm. that's the same old crap. Mm-hmm. Whatever. I'll support them no matter what they are. As mm-hmm. long as the kids are in there playing their guts out, then I'm going to back them just like they did for me. Mm-hmm. I'm going to give back the love that was given to me.
Mm-hmm. So, Rick, thank you for everything. I really appreciate you. You're a man of your word. We've been going back and forth for a week or so now. One of my favorite interviews of all time, Rick, to be honest with you. It definitely kept me on my toes, but definitely a fiery personality. I love it. Do you have anything you'd like to share, like, you know, in regard to, like, you know, some projects you're working on or anywhere where they can follow you or anything like that?
No, we're doing we just, thank God, and Brother Bird, we're celebrating our 20th year in Pro View. New magazine just dropped. It's about the playoffs. I mean, I'm excited about the process we're in. I'm mm-hmm. excited about us dealing with COVID-19 because it controls everything now. I can't get excited about football. USFL's coming up. I'm excited about that. I'm excited about anything that's competitive,
mm-hmm.
but I don't know if we'll be able to do it because we're so undisciplined as a country.
We are.
So hopefully our country will become more disciplined so we can get to this. It's all about next season, man. Like, I just got to get through the 6 months to get to this again, because until we get back to where I think we deserve to be, mm-hmm. I'm going to be frustrated.
Yeah.
And the draft, I want to see what we do. Don't forget, we're the same people
mm-hmm.
that left one of the best left tackles in the world get out of here for a fifth-round pick. We got an $80 million quote. What you think about Kurt is your opinion. He's better than anybody we had.
Rick, and I agree with you. I'll jump on that real quick because it's a very provocative topic, Trent Williams and Kirk Cousins. I think we botched that 100%. Like, I'm a diehard Washington fan, and I recognize when the organization does things wrong. So, you know, honest, objective assessment. We messed up with Trent Williams. We messed up with Kirk Cousins, no matter what you say about them. They definitely were solid pieces to our team. And, like, that just shows you how disorganized and how unprofessional we were for a couple of years. But, you know, hopefully we're moving in the right direction. Yeah.
Look at Sheriff.
Yeah.
Here's a guy who turns down the largest contract ever offered to a guard. He doesn't want to be with
he you. He doesn't want to be here. He's a country. Remember, we're talking country boys. He don't want to be. He's a country boy. He wants to go back out in the Midwest and hunt during the offseason. He doesn't want to be here.
Be a perfect Viking.
A perfect Viking or a Packer or something like that.
And I'm all for him. He's building a young family. Mm-hmm. At least he was man enough to be honest. I don't want it.
Yeah.
I don't want it. And then again, I don't want him because he doesn't play 16 games, 17 games.
Yeah.
So we got a mutual deal. I respect him. Mm-hmm. One of my favorite guys. We got to part. Again, you got to make tough decisions to be a mm-hmm. leader. Mm-hmm. You don't get to have it to be comfortable. And you got to have guts to know when to move on. Mm-hmm. Because I'll tell you what, I love his backup. 71, he got hurt towards the end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you something. Give me Schweizer. Give me him. Give me 79. I love 77.
Yeah,
I love Cosmo.
Flowers, stars,
we have some young guns.
We do.
And Chicago, what nitwits they are. They gave us two jewels.
Yeah.
And they couldn't block me. So I'm telling you, this league, I'm telling you, it's a cesspool in a lot of areas because it's a buddy.
It's an old boy league. It very is. We all know that too.
It's just like the government.
It is.
It's identical to the government. So as long as us as ordinary, quote, people allowed us to go on without having a voice, mm-hmm. we'll continue to be taken advantage of. So, hey, Matt, keep doing what you're doing. I can't believe we don't have you in the family, but your time will come. You got potential.
I appreciate that.
I could foresee you manning up soon.
I appreciate that. It was a home run. I had a lot of fun with you today. That was a good time. So thank you, Rick, for everything. Have a great evening. Take care, guys. Take care. See you around. Bye.
Take care. Peace.